ready to take a ride. Grab your coffee and strap yourself in.
If you listen, I can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
It's a real honor to bring to you Major Tom Baird, retired. Tonight is a live broadcast, June 13th, 2024. Major Tom, we've got an hour tonight, so without delay, I'm going to turn it over to you. Would you like to open us in prayer?
Yes, I would, but before we open in prayer, I have a message to you from Tom Mack.
Yes.
He would like you to notify him when you're going to be posting the interview here.
Okay.
Tonight.
Yes, sir.
And he's doing well. He came out of surgery real well. No complications, no difficulties at this point in time. He's extremely tired, 100-degree temperatures over there where he is today. And he said, all I want to do is get home and get to bed. So he's doing fine.
Okay, thank you for that update. And we'll have the program posted this evening after the show, and I'll get both of you a copy. And folks, okay. Welcome. Invite somebody to tune in. We're live. Major Tom, over to you.
Okay. The title of tonight's presentation is, let me get it up here so I can even read it. The Appointed Day of Accountability. Are we about to be shaken? And it includes the vision that we had previous to this also. Now let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment that we can be together throughout the airways and throughout time as well. Father, I pray for each soul who is listening to this broadcast that you would touch each heart, that you would bless them, that those are in need of healing, that you would heal them, and that you would be the one that draws them into your kingdom. Oh God, we pray for each soul that they might have your life, your eternal life, and your abundant life. Prepare our hearts to be in you and with you, that we might be under your protection all the way. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And as I stated prior to this, the title of this presentation for everyone is The Appointed Day of Accountability with the vision and the question, are we about to be shaken? Part one. As we begin, we have to realize that we are, in a period of time called the end of days. We are in this period of time right now. And this period of time is bringing forth another period of time, and that period of time in Scripture is called the last day. The last day is an actual day, and it is a day of wrath. And we'll go through the Scriptures on that presently. It is a day of accountability, a day of judgment by our Father in heaven. It is more commonly known as the day of the return of Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Messiah. In the Hebrew and in the Bible, it is Yahusha HaMashiach. Yahusha is what we term Jesus. You can use either one interchangeably, but the Hebrew sacred word for him is Yahusha. Ha means the. Mashiach means Messiah. Jesus spoke of this particular day via the famous parable of the wheat and the tares. And I'm going to go through that because it's important for us to know not only the events in this particular parable, but the sequence of events. So pay particular attention to the sequence because that's very important. And it comes from Matthew, and it's chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. I'm going to be reading from the Sefer Bible. Verse 24, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares, that's weeds, by the way, among the wheat, and went his way. Now, the tares look just like wheat when they first start out. But when the blades of when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the house came and said to him, Adonai, did not you sow good seed in your field? From where then has the tares? He said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servants said to him, will you then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in that time, in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And as we contemplate that, remember that so it is right now, that we have waited almost 2,000 years. In fact, we're within 7 years of Jesus' resurrection and ascension into heaven, to be 2,000 years from that particular year and date. For the harvest time, because this is the harvest time, at least any saint in Yahuwah, that is what we know as God, and that's the sacred name of God, by the way, have not given birth and included or be destroyed in their immaturity and innocence. He is patient so that that will not happen, so that every soul that is destined to be available to be in the kingdom of heaven will be here. It is also true that Yahusha, Jesus, is patient with each of us as we live out our lives in his salvation with fear, that means grave respect, and trembling, that we choose not to leave his salvation to do our own and go into our own destruction. To alert us to the soon coming of the day of accountability and confirm its soon coming, our Father in heaven visited me with an open vision in which he allowed me to participate. That's the definition of an open vision. Don't ask me why, because he hasn't told me that. However, Yahuwah and Yahusha are so in love with each of us that they continue to visit us with fresh visions, confirming his word and bringing his assurance, peace, joy, love, truth, and touch, calling us to repentance and forgiveness in all his holiness. Truly, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So with that, I share what he has given me to all as you listen. And he desires, as a second witness, you yourselves. Read, listen, and ponder with the Holy Spirit in prayer for what he guides you to and speaks to you. Now the vision. On 28 March 2024 at 3 a.m., as I awoke, I saw the large surface of the entire universe before me. It appeared to the right of center of my view, and it appeared to be wrapped in a transparent membrane. With all its billions of galaxies, the view of the universe was vast and dark. It took up most of the right half of my view, went from the center to almost the right edge of my view, and was in the irregular shape of a giant top part of a heart. Now, if you ever know anything about the anatomy of a heart, just try to envision that. And it was as viewed looking at it from the edge as it lay stretched out before me. There was a horizon above the universe that separated the universe from heaven, which was above it. On the right side of the horizon above the universe was a little round face with a small little voice. It was facing left and moving from right to left, far to the left of the vision and of the universe. At the far left edge of the horizon was a big gray mass about 1/600,000,000,000 or less of the size of the universe. And it was made up of many powers, both small and great, sitting together all by themselves in opposition to the creator of the universe, but still under his ultimate control. The shaking. Then the little round face with a small little voice spoke like a loud roaring lion that caused the the whole vision of the universe and heaven, to include myself, to shake and to tremble violently with every internal particle and fiber. It was quite frightening to begin with. However, with the Lord Spirit inside of you, you don't encounter that fear as a terrifying fear, but as a somber respect for God. And it came from just the sound of his voice that caused that. Nothing more, nothing less. The little round face with a small little voice spoke as it roared, and it said, "Gather! Assemble!" Instantly, all things were brought together beneath the universe. After being gathered, then the saints were assembled. Then I noticed, in the mass of dangerous power of the powers of the universe, of the kingdoms, of the nations, a little newborn goat kid needing rescue on my own in my focus of compassion to rescue this innocent little kid goat. And in my own presumption, I became presumption itself. Without thinking, and I emphasize that, without thinking, I reached out in a normal reaction. And my arm went through, and I had not realized that there was a veil between me and the vision. But my arm went through this veil that was between myself and the vision, intent on rescuing the little kid goat. Uh-oh, I should not have done that, as it interfered directly in what Yahuwah, God Almighty, our Almighty Father in heaven, in what he was doing. Immediately, with a voice louder than many thunders, he spoke. And again, the shaking as he began to speak. But these are the words he spoke. Who dares to alter the appointed times and the seasons put in place? His voice was in the tone and inflection of a vexed ruler who is being defied, saying, "How dare you?" was the tone of voice that he used. The voice was so powerful that the entire vision, as well as myself, was again violently shaken with every particle and fiber of being. I was duly rebuked. I immediately and instantly repented and withdrew my hand, seeking and receiving forgiveness. Knowing this, no one is to alter what the Creator sets in motion, nor the way it is set in motion, nor change anything until its appointed time and in the way it is appointed to be. We can petition Yahuwah, and he will consider it, but it must be in his perfect hand and in his perfect time and way. Also remember, it is written, "Therefore will I shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of its her place in the wrath of Yahuwah Tzavah, and in the day of his fierce anger." That's Isaiah 13:13 from the Sefer. And verse 20 of Ezekiel, "So that the fish of the sea and the fowls of the heavens and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground." Ezekiel 38, verse 20. "And Yahuwah also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Yerushalayim, and the heavens and the earth shall shake, but Yahuwah will be the hope of his people and the strength of his children," the children of Yashareel. And anyone who is in Christ is a child of Yashareel. That's Joel 3, verse 16, also from the Supper. The understanding of this vision. Since the vision, I have come to know and understand the Yahuwah used me in this situation, in the vision, to declare to all beings his great displeasure in our changing his appointed times and seasons that he has put in place. He is addressing not only mankind, you and I, but all created beings, to include those who call themselves Christians, but also the angels, demons, and other heavenly created beings. He is saying to every one of us, with a power that shakes both heaven and the universe, who dares to alter the appointed times and the seasons put in place? He first commands, by the way, of gather and assemble are for both the evil and the good, the righteous. The harvest is ready. First, he shall gather the wicked, evil, corrupted, and perverse to be burned. Then he shall gather and assemble the righteous to be with him. In Jesus alone is redemption, salvation, and protection. Only in Messiah Yahusha can our righteousness be assured. It is not ours, it is from him. It is time. This day of accountability is near, and the plagues and the destruction preceding it have already begun. Just look around. Yesterday or the day before, there was hail the size of bowling balls in Texas, wreaking havoc in the storms that issued them. Look at the unusual, numerous, severe storms and tornadoes that are happening this year. Look at the plagues that have beset us, even though they're artificial. They're still plagues. And we're subject to them as curses as well as judgment. And look at the lockdowns and the soon to come situation where neither buying nor selling can happen without the mark. Those of us that are believers and still are part of this Babylonian system must come out of her, lest we partake of her plagues. For she surely will be judged with many plagues. Remember in the scriptures and revelations of the two witnesses who will, as often as they are directed, cause plagues to come upon the earth, and they will oppose the entire beast system and will accordingly visit upon everyone in that kingdom the plagues from which they are issued. And that's found in Revelation chapter 11, verses 3 through 14, if you want to look it up. Are we part of the tongue or tribe as part of the Roman / Babylonian kingdom that has changed what Yahuwah put in place? Haven't the ancient Edomite Roman rulers and our forefathers, ancient forefathers, changed The first commandment of thou shalt not have anything above Yahuwah? Then how come Rome, Babylon, Babylonian law, rule, practices, and religion are in place above Yahuwah? How come we engrave our money and have many statues? How come we make his name to be nothing, especially by refusing to declare it? Yahusha both declared it, and he still is declaring it. The scripture for that is John 17, verse 26. And I have declared unto them your name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Again, John 17, 26. How come we ignore and dismiss the commandment and do not keep the Sabbath holy? How come, and by the way, do you know when that happened? In the year 327 AD, by Emperor Constantine's decree, and has been so ever since. Don't you think it's about time we get back to where we're supposed to be? How come we do not honor our father and our mother? How come, especially in the immorality of today, how come in the crowd of society and governance, and those in governance, that they are not held accountable when they kill, lie, cheat, steal, defraud, and destroy? Are we not a lawless people in a lawless nation, surrounded by lawlessness over all the earth? Before we proceed further, I want to summarize the real standard, the Ten Commandments. Since no one else wants to speak about them, I'm going to declare them, even though they are in a summarized form. To review the standard and their, or I should say standards, and their absolute truth by which we are to live, here are the Ten Commandments summarized as commanded and wrote in stone with the finger of Yahuwah. 1, verse 2a, I am Yahuwah, Eloheika, God Almighty. In other words, verse 3, you shall have no other Elohim before me. And that's in Exodus 20, verses 2a and 3. I added the numbers, and I'll continue to add the numbers to keep it straight for you. 2, verse 4 of Exodus 20. You shall not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down yourselves to them, nor serve them. How many of you are serving money? That's where all our engraved images are, on money. For I, Yahuwah Eloheika, am a jealous El. El This is in Exodus 20, verses 4 and 5a. 3, verse 7. You shall not take the name of Yahuwah Elohaika in vain, for Yahuwah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Well, that means not only misusing his name, but to include making his name to be nothing by refusing to declare it. And that's verse 7 of Exodus 20. 4, verse 8. Remember the day of the Sabbath to keep it holy. And that's, then that's 11b, I'll pick up on that. And rested the seventh day. The Lord rested the seventh day. Wherefore, Yahuwah blessed the day of Sabbath and hallowed it, made it holy. He's never made any other day that way, but he has made the Sabbath holy. Do not be put off by the mention of Sabbath, because that's God that's speaking to us, not me, not any other sect of religion or anything else. That's his command. Why are we not keeping it? You can keep Sunday all you want, but you know that's worshiping the sun god, because that was the god that Emperor Constantine had. And he never relented from his following that god until the last few months of his life, when he finally repented and got baptized. And it was only the 50 days between the Passover and the Pentecost. He got sick on Passover and he died on Pentecost. Anyway, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which I, Yahuwah Elohaika, gives you. 6, verse 13. You shall not kill. 7, verse 14. You shall not break wedlock. 8, verse 15, you shall not steal. 9, verse 16, you shall not bear false witness, i.e. lie, against your neighbor. 10, verse 17, you shall not lust after your neighbor's house. You shall not lust after your neighbor's woman, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Exodus 20, chapter 20, verse 17. And then in Exodus 23, verse 13, he says, and all the things that I have said unto you, be guarded and make no mention of the name of other Elohim, neither let it be heard out of your mouth. This open vision is a warning. It's a wake-up call for all of us to get ourselves right before Yahuwah and the Father and Yahusha, Jesus. This command to gather has just been given. Time is short. Let us change our ways, guard our hearts, and get right with Yahusha, Jesus. For it is written, Yahusha said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. John 14, verse 6. There is much more of Yahusha, Jesus, that he is revealing concerning this vision and his sovereign, perfect power, his mercy, his grace, his love, and his unchangeable righteousness. It will be addressed in part two. We won't do it today because this is going to be far, far longer than we can actually get through tonight. We cannot be attempting to change the creator of the universe or his things he has put in place. Rather, we need to change ourselves. Now, we can't even do that in our own strength. We have to have his help. Knowing how difficult it is from my own experience, changing ourselves is almost impossible. But as we cry out to Jesus and ask him for his help, he will help us. We need him to change us, not we trying to be in charge of him or the things of him, to include ourselves. Our burden of sin is heavier than we can bear. But he has his covering to place over us of love, protection, increase, peace, righteousness, and blessing if we freely surrender to him. Remember, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. In what condition, then, are we who are in Rome or Babel? I'm going to be quoting some scriptures here that will delineate that itself. And I was looking for the complete range of those scriptures so I can give them to you up front. Unfortunately, I put them in the back. Okay, we're going to be going through Isaiah 47, verses 5 through 15. In verse 5, sit silent and get you into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted my inheritance and given them into your hand. You showed them no mercy. Upon the ancient have you very heavily laid your yoke. And, now he's still talking to the Chaldeans in that system, which goes all the way to Rome, which goes all the way to us. And you said, I shall be a lady forever. So that you did not lay these things to your heart, neither did remember the latter end of it. Verse 8, therefore, hear now this, you that are given to pleasures, that dwell carelessly, that say in your heart, I am and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow neither shall I know the loss of children. Verse 9, but these two things shall come to you and more in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon you in their perfection for the multitude of your sorceries. How about pharmacy? Pharmakia, that's one of the words for sorcery. And for the great abundance of your enchantments. Verse 10, for you have trusted in your wickedness. You have said, none sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge, it has perverted you. And you have said in your heart, I am and none else beside me. Verse 11, therefore shall evil come upon you. You shall not know from where it comes, it rises, and mischief shall fall upon you. You shall not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon you suddenly, which you shall not know. Verse 12, stand now with your enchantments and with the multitude of your sorceries, wherein you have labored from your youth. If so be, you shall be able to profit. If so be, or you may prevail. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from the things that shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm it at, nor a fire to sit before. Thus shall they be unto you, with whom you have labored. Even your merchants from your youth, they shall wander ever yonder to his quarter. None shall save you. And that was in Isaiah chapter 47, verses 5 through 15. Again, in verse 4 of Isaiah 65, is that right? No, that's not right. We're going to be reading out of Revelation 18, verses 4 and 5. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. And then that was verse 4 and 5 of chapter 18 Revelations. For the sins have reached unto heaven, and Elohim has remembered her iniquities. Now in Isaiah 65:11, but ye are they that forsake Yahuwah, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for Gad, that means the god of fortune or luck, and for the furnish And that furnish, I'm sorry, the drink offerings to Mili, which is the god of fate. What shall happen to all those who do not repent? In Isaiah 47, verse 9, it says, but there these, and we already went through it, but I'm going to read it again. But these two things shall come upon to those in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. Okay, we're going to be going through verses 1, 2, 3, 4 of Joel. Joel chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Yehuda and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Ever heard of two-state solution? That's parting their land. Verse 3. And they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Yea, verse 4. Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre? And Zidon, and all the coast of Palestine, will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head. Joel 3. Verses 1 through 4. Here we are, years 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, 10. Okay, we're going to be going through Revelation 18, verses 6 through 10, starting in, are we there or are we up here?
Major Tom, just to give you time, you've got 12 minutes left for this broadcast. You're doing good.
Okay, thanks. Okay, we're going to be going through these verses in Revelation chapter 18. Moreover, the word of Yahuwah came up unto me, saying, also, son of Adam, thus says Adonai, Yahuwah, unto the land of Israel, the end is come upon the four corners of the land. Now is the end come upon you, and I will send my anger upon you, and will judge you according to your ways, and will recompense upon you all your abominations, and my eye shall not spare you, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense your ways upon you, and your abominations shall be in the midst of you, and ye shall know that I am Yahuwah. Thus says Adonai Yahuwah, an evil and only evil, behold, is come. An end is come. The end is come. It watches for you. Behold, it is come. Ezekiel 7, 1 through 6. Starting out again in verse 6, reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works, in the cup which she has filled full to her double. Filled to her double. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she says in her heart, I sit as a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is Yahuwah Elohim, who judges her. Verse 9, and the king of the earth, kings of the earth, who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Verse 10, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babel, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is your judgment come. Revelations 18, verses 6 through 10. Here are a few of the thousands of divine promises. We've had a pretty heavy message here of judgment and accountability. But for those that are kept in Yahuwah and Yahusha, here is what we can also look forward to. Right in the midst of the destruction and torment of those that are perverse and corrupt and evil and wicked, but those that are in righteousness with God, here's what we can see. In Matthew 6:6 it says, but you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut your door, pray you, Father, to your Father, which is in secret, and your Father, which sees in secret, shall reward you openly. Verse 3 and 4 of Matthew 6. But when you do the alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand does, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father, which sees in secret, himself shall reward you openly. And then we have Matthew 6:14. For if ye forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Now the converse of that also happens. If you will not forgive those who have transgressed against you, your Father in heaven will not forgive you. So be careful. Make sure you do forgive. Okay, verses in chapter 5, we'll start out with verse 3. Blessed are the poor in heart, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Verse 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see Elohim. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of Elohim. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye which men, when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. That's chapter 5 of Matthew, verses 3 through 12. And then in verse 31, therefore take no thoughts, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear or be clothed with? For after all these things do the other nations seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, Elohim, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6, verses 31-33. But my Elohim shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Mashiach Yahusha. Philippians 4:19. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Yahusha HaMashiach. Philippians 1:6. Yahuwah is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that are call upon him in truth. Psalms 145, verse 19. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Psalms 91, verse 4. When you said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto you, your face, Yahuwah, will I seek. That's Psalms 27, verse 8. God's calling
90
us
seconds
to be with him and to talk with him face to face, if you haven't noticed. Okay. For Elohim is so loved the world that he gave his Yahid, only begotten, highly favored son, Yahusha, Jesus, that whosoever believes in him should not perish,
60 seconds,
but have everlasting life. Let your conversation, your way of life, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have for. Yahuwah has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. What shall I I'm sorry, while I was with them in the world, I guarded them in your name, those that you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Let us not be put partakers of Babylon. Let us come out of her, repent, and come into the Yahuwah and Yahusha's glorious light. Let us be prepared for the soon coming day of accountability.
Amen.
In his light and love. Amen. Yes, go ahead.
Major
That's
Tom, we are out of time for today, but what a powerful broadcast. We're going to have it up quickly. I wanted to ask you, before we close this episode, would you be available next week this same time? Would you check your schedule and let me know?
Yes, I'll be available next week at this time.
Okay.
And so will Tom Mack.
Okay, so mark where you left off, and we're going to have Major Tom back on next week, same time, Thursday the 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern. Major Tom, how can a person make contact with you? Give out your website, please.
Okay, my website is aliveontheedge.com. And my email is tom@aliveontheedge.com.
Now, do you also have an email list people could sign up to? I know I get some of these articles from you. If somebody else would like to also receive some, is there a way they can do that?
If they just email me and say, please put me on the list, I can add them on the list.
Okay, give that email again, please.
Okay, the email is tom@aliveontheedge.com.
Okay, friends, if you'd like to sign up and get some of these great articles before they are publicized on air, get on that mailing list. Major Tom shares his visions, dreams, and you'll want to be on his list. Major Tom, we love and appreciate you. And what would you like to title this for the archive today?
Let's see. It's the, the appointed day of accountability.
Fantastic.
With the vision and the question, are we about to be shaken?
Okay, there we go. That's perfect.
Part one. Yeah,
part one. We'll see you next week, brother. God bless you. Great word.
God bless you. Thank you.
Folks, I'm going to get that up quickly and get on Major Tom's mailing list. Okay, coming up next, we've got Hank Groover. Let's dial and get him patched in. I'm going to reset. You want to manually reset now.